Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Vav Amin Aleph. We're holding by the bottom line on Ham and Bez. So says the Gemara Ezu, Katan, Kol She'inu Yachol Lirkoi Val Ksefei Shalaviv. The Shita Beishama is that any Katan who can't go on his father's shoulders from Yushalayim to Harabayis, so he's the Katan that's Pater from Ria. Once he could go on his father's shoulders from Yushalayim to Harabayis, so that's when he's Chayim Yidin Chenech. And Beisilo says it's once he's at the age that he could hold his father's hand, an older age. Once he could hold his father's hand and go from Yushalayim to Harabayis, that's when he's Chayim Yidin Chenech. So now, maskeh for Reb Zeira asked the kasha that an hacha man asye. These shiurim don't seem to make any sense. They're both talking about going from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. How did the child get to Yerushalayim? If he got to Yerushalayim without his mother, so then for sure he's already at the age that he could go and even hold his father's hand. So these shiurim seem to be irrelevant. If he was able to make it to Yerushalayim, then of course he's chayv midin chinuch. So amalei Abaye, then no. An hacha de mechayv ima besimcha aisi seime. Until Yerushalayim, even his mother has to go because she's chayv in the midst of Simcha to eat from the Basar Shlamim in Yerushalayim, so his mother will bring him to Yerushalayim. Mikan ve'elech, but from there and on, where the mother is not chayiv, nashim are pata from the mitzvah of Ria, so then, im yachul la'aleh su'lecha is b'yadah shalavim, Yerushalayim ha'arabai is chayiv yulay pata. So then it's only if he could go on his father's shoulders, according to Beis Shammai, or hold his father's hand, according to Beis Hillel, so that's when he's going to be chayiv in Ria, midarabanim, midin chinach. Now says the Gemara that Heshev Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel, that Rebbe defended Beis Hillel, and he asked on Beis Shammai like this. He said, "L'divrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, that once a child could go on his father's shoulders, which is a very, very young age, he's already chayim midin chinuch. So how do we understand the pasuk that says v'chana loy also? Chana didn't go to be oidel regel ki amra li isha. She said to her husband, 'Adi gamil anav Ravi Yosi. Only one Shmuel is old enough. Once he stops nursing, so then I'll bring him.' Now they stop nursing at the age of 2 or 3. So v'hashmuel diyachol lirkav." He was for sure old enough to go on his father's shoulders. So why wasn't he chayim midrabanan according to Beis Shammai? How do we understand the pasuk? So Amar le Avua. So Rebbe's father Shimon Gamliel said to Rebbe, "Ultameich tikshul achana gufa." The pasuk is shver not just on Beis Shammai; it's shver on everyone, even on Beis Hillel. Ask about Chana herself. Miloi mechayiva besimcha. How wasn't she oil le regel? She had to go eat from the basar shlamim near the Mishkan. So why didn't she go up anyways out herself? Ella, what do you have to say? The Chana mefankusa yisir techazi bebe Shmuel. She saw that Shmuel was extra sensitive, he was extra weak. V'chasha bebe Shmuel, l'chul shadarcha. She was concerned that Shmuel wouldn't last the journey. So that's why she stayed back with Shmuel, because of health reasons. So it could be enechanami that she was chayev, and it could be Shmuel was chayev mid rabbanam mid chenach like Beis Shammai. And still she didn't go because she was concerned for Shmuel's health. By Reb Shimon asked the Shaila, Katan Chiger Ledivir Beis Shammai. A Katan who's lame, he can't walk, but he could go on his father's shoulders. So according to Beis Shammai, and also Vesuma Ledivir Shneim, a Suma even according to Beis Hillel, where he's able to hold his father's hand and go from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, Mahu, what's the halacha? Is he Chayim Midin Chinuch to be Oilel a regular or not? So Echidami asked the Gemara, what's the case? Elema Bechiger Sheini Yachel Espashe Vesuma Sheini Yachel Espateach. He's the type of Chiger, he's the type of Suma that he's not going to be healed. For the rest of his life, he's always going to be a chiger or a suma. So then, hash the gadol pater, katan yibaya. It doesn't make any sense. If as a gadol he's going to be pater, so then of course as a katan he's pater as well. And the whole purpose of chinuch is to train him so that when he's older, he's used to doing it. But in this case, if he's never going to be better, so then he's never going to be chayiv. Why would there be a mitzvah of chinuch? Why tzricha bechiger shiachol ispashi v'suma shiachol ispateach? Avada, we're talking about the type of chiger that he is going to get better, or the suma that's going to get better. So when he becomes a gadol, eventually he will be better, he will be chayev. But now he's in a state that if he'd be a gadol, he'd be potter. So how do we down this such a case? Do we say that there's a chiyum midin chinuch to train him or not? So my, what's the halacha? Amar Abaye said a klal. He said, "Kol heicha de gadol mechay mid araisa, katanami mechanchinu lei mid rabbanan." If kasher husham, in the state that he's in, he'd be chayiv as a gadol, so then there's a chiyum mid rabbanan of chinuch to train him as a katan. But kol heicha de gadol potter mid araisa, mid rabbanan katanami potter. But any time as a gadol he'd be potter, so then also as a katan he's potter. So this chiger, this suma, even though it's true, he's going to get better, but since right now, as a gadol, he's not going to be chayev, so therefore, as a katan also, there's no chiyev of chinuch midrabanan to train him. We mentioned in the Mishnah Machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel how much the minimum cost of the Riyah and the Chagiga are. According to Beisham, the Riyah is worth more. The Riyah is 2 Ma'al Kasef and the Chagiga is just 1. And according to Beis Hillel, it was the opposite. The Riyah is only 1 and the Chagiga is worth more. The Chagiga is 2 Ma'al Kasef. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. Beisham said that the Riyah is worth more. It's 2 Ma'al and the Chagiga is only 1. Why is the Riyah worth more? Because the Riyah is a carbon ayla, so it goes kula lashem. It would make sense. It should be worth more. Which is a shlamim, so it's not worth as much. And another reason why the Riyah makes sense to be worth more, because it's a carbon ayla, and metzinu ba'atzarah shriba ben'akasa ba'aylas yoysim yibishlamim. We find by Shavuos, by the karbanis and the animals that are brought with the shnei alechem, that there's more aylis than shlamim. So you see, an aylis is more chashav. Beisel Aimer Beisel says that no, hariyah ma kasef achagiga shtei kasef. The chagiga is worth more. Shachagiga yeshen lufnei adib ber mashenkin beriyah, because a carbon chagiga existed before matan tyra and a riyah did not. And another reason why a chagiga is worth more is because matzina benesim shriba ben akasef b'shlamim yaisem ibaylis. A chagiga is a shlamim, and we find by the karbanis and the nesim that they brought more shlamim that they did aylos. So you see that the shlamim is worth more. So now my time amri ke beishamai. Why didn't they say like beishamai? Beishamai also had two good tainas. Says the Gemara, Beisil wasn't asking to beishamai's tainas. That which you said that the riyah should be worth more because it's kula lashem. Adarava, if anything, it would be the opposite. The chagiga adifa dis beishtei achilas. The chagiga which gets eaten by more people, so it would make sense, and it needs to be a larger animal. It should be worth more. And that which you said to learn out from Shavuos, that there's more Eilis than Shlamim, says Beisil back to that, it doesn't make sense to learn out from Shavuos. Because done in carbon yachim, carbon yachid, vein done in carbon yachim, carbon sibur, the carbonis that a person brings on the yamtiv is a carbon yachid. It makes sense to learn that from the nisiyam, which is also a carbon yachid. I should learn it from the shtei alechem, that was a carbon sibur. Why would I learn out a carbon yachid from a carbon sibur? Now, why didn't Beishamai say like Beisil? Beisil also seemed to have two good tainas. Says the Gemara that Beishamai is not masking to Beisil's tainas. That which you said that Chagiga is more chashuv because it existed before Matan Torah and Riyah did not. Says Beishamai, it's not true. Riyah nami yeshnil fnei adibur. There was also a carbon Riyah before Matan Torah. That there was more shlamim than there were eilois. Says Beishamai, no. Dan and davar naiglu dayis midavar naiglu dayis. It would make sense to learn out the karbanis of the chag from shtei alechem, which are both, they're all karbanis that are brought every year. To learn it out from the nesiim, which was a one-time event, that doesn't make so much sense. Now the Gemara wants to know, they said that chagiga was before Matan Torah. What was their makar? Because the pasuk says, that they brought the shlamim, which is mustama karban chagiga. Well, in that same pasuk, Riyah Nami, it seems that they also brought a Riyah, because Aksiv, the pasuk says, the Yalu Eilis, that they brought Eilis, the Chayra referring to the carbon Riyah. Says the Gemara that no, Kesavri Beis Hillel that Eilis Shekriv Yisol Bamidbar Eilis Tamin Havai. Beis Hillel holds that the Eilis that they brought in the Midbar was an Eilis Tamin, not an Eilis Riyah. Whereas Beishami Savri Eilis Shekriv Yisol Bamidbar Eilis Riyah Havai. Beishami holds it was Eilis Riyah, which Be'ez Hashem will get to more on the following Amud.